Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for a gathering this morning. Your word says the gathering of your people is unto you. And we have come as your people unto you. We ask, Father, that your grace will be sufficient for every one of us. Our prayers and our expectations, O God, is that we will not go back in the same way that we came. We want your word to do something special in our lives. Meet us at the point of our needs. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick and the afflicted among us. Deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. Destroy the works of the devil. Uphold your purpose, your plan, and program concerning our lives. We ask these things for ourselves and for our people in all the nations of the world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Good morning, church. Thank you for coming to service today. We quickly return our Bibles to Joshua chapter 24. I read two verses there for our Sunday school this morning. I don't know, maybe we might continue with it in the evening. Brother Joshua Joseph, God bless you. We have missed you for a while. I understand you changed your location for your studies. God bless you. Praise be to God. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, and it goes like this. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father said that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. Remember that we were jetters carried about to these dumb idols that we, as we were led by our fathers, they didn't know better. Amen. The Bible described those idols as having eyes and they cannot see, and having hands and they cannot have them. And they are heavy legs, and they cannot walk. The Bible didn't stop there. It went further to say, they that make them, they are like unto them. It is ridiculous for a man to think that a seed that you went into the bush to cut and plant in your copper is your God. It's ridiculous. And they were sincerely bowed down, worshiping, pouring libation in sincerity, worshiping that stick. Some worship crocodiles, some worship cows, some worship sheep, some worship goats. We were Gentiles, according to the scripture, carried about unto these dumb idols as we were led. If you can remember my testimony when I gave my life to Christ in 1974, 75, I went home. A one room was reserved for one big idol in my father's house, in my grandfather's house. And that is the one they say brought all of us. And there can only be a week that two or three people will not bring cock, not yeye coco, heavy one, big, and they will slaughter it. The idol na head he the chop. They just gave him head. Now my grandfather na he the chop the real thing. And to make matter worse, they say all the children in the house forbid to eat fowl. So now papa hello, grandpapa hello, now he the chop the fowl. May God help us. You see, let me not go this way because of our time. What I want us to look at this morning and perhaps in the afternoon when I come back from Bakatari is this. The prophet titled this sermon, "The Conflict Between God and Satan." There is a conflict. The other way around, he called it, he said, God versus Satan. Amen? You see, it is not difficult for us to know who we are. It's not difficult at all. Because the scripture made it very clear that all have sinned. All means all. No exception. Whether you have gone to Bible school, you graduated, you have PhD, LLD, Doctor of Theology, Doctor of Letter, Doctor of whatever, you can plaster this old auditorium with your certificate. You are included in the all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? But God is rich in mercy, who made a way of escape for us. You know, when Jesus came, there was a period in the coming of Jesus that he came strictly for the Jews. He told his disciples, don't go the way of the Gentiles, don't go the way of the Samaritans, only go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Specific periods like that. Finally, a time came that the Gentiles were included into this program of God. Amen? Let me read a few things here. The prophet said, in Eden, God knew his enemy and all the attacks of his enemy. Now, God is the infinite God. And the infinite God is the perfection of the perfections. He knew all things before they ever was. And therefore, if this infinite God could have looked forward, and which he did, and see the end from the beginning, which we know he knew, and knew that he would have children on this earth, his own blessed children, don't you believe that he will provide for them the best that he could provide? Congregation says amen. Will not you tonight to your children that was helpless, little fellows who can't take care of themselves, don't you struggle and work and do everything that you can to provide the best that you can or able to provide for those children? Congregation says amen. Because you are a father, a parent. Have it that be what I will say, that the trueness and the thought of an earthly parent and parenthood originated in God because he was a false spirit. Don't you think that God, seeing what Satan will be, what Satan will do, he gave to his children and provided for them the best thing that could be provided for them? To knowing what the enemy's attack would be, God fortified his children. We take the war. When a general goes out to meet another general in war And this general, if he's a real true citizen of this nation that he represents, and he surely will be to be a general. And he, first thing, he studies the enemy's attacks. He knows what he's going to do, how he's going to work, because he kind of went over and spied out. We got spies everywhere, you know. There is American spies in England. There is American spies in France. There's American spies. No matter how friendly we are, we see God spies. And we are spying out some kind of a nuclear weapon. Then we find it, take it back to the country. Then what is it? They get ready. When war does come, they know how to attack their enemy. God knew this great warfare was coming on. Between right and wrong. And he knew what the enemy was going to do. And he knew just exactly how to equip his children. So if we notice, the very first thing that God equipped his children with, be infinite, he know what it took to defeat Satan. Hello? Anytime, any place, anywhere, on any conditions. Now, he wouldn't say, I will give them something here, and then a few years later, I may study out something better to give them. And then after a few years later, it is human beings that improve in whatever they are doing. Not God. He knows the ending from the beginning. And once he has made a decision, and that decision is permanent, he wouldn't change it for because there'd be nothing better than that decision. He knew what the devil was going to do. Before he formed you, I'm talking about sons and daughters of God. Before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew who your parents will be. Whether you come to this world through Yoruba parents, or Igbo parents, or Hausa parents, or Fulani parents, or whatever parents, he knew. Not only that, he knew that all the trials and the temptations that we ever go through, he knows them. That is the God we serve. Therefore, when he was to equip you and me to defend ourselves against the enemy, he equipped us with the best. It's human beings today, they make AK-47. Tomorrow, they prove it to AK-49. You know, that kind of a thing. You know, they are improving their missiles, the world that can travel from Iran to U.S. All those things are nonsense and rubbish. But to God, the Bible made us to know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are what? They are mighty through God. For what? For pulling down strongholds of the devil. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Are we going through battles? Hello? Are we going through a warfare? Of course, yes. Every blessed day. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much Holy Ghost you are filled with. You cannot be more filled with the Holy Ghost than Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ had the fullness of it. You only have a measure. Your measure may be more than the one I have. And so on and so forth. It is still a measure. And the prophet said, you cannot be too spiritual. And you think that the devil will not come to you. He will come. How we know that we are spiritual. And that we have the mind of God. And that God is living in us. It is our attitude toward the trial that comes our way. Hello. I don't know Can you remember what me and you were to leave at one time to attend to a case? Do you know till now that man and that woman have not settled that case? The woman is still in the father's house. Look, when it comes to marriage, the time papa, mama, siblings have a say so is when the people are courting. Listen very closely. It is when they are courting. Whether you be sibling, whether you be father, whether you be mother, that is when you have a say so. Mi o ni gba ko ku yin fe iyawo ko fe omo wa tori bye. And when that happens and you succeeded, you can separate them. There is no problem. But if you keep quiet for whatsoever is it, and they take their second step to the engagement, the Bible says once they are engaged, the prophet said once they are engaged in the sight of God, they are married. Are you following me? Once they are engaged, they are married. The only thing that cannot happen is that they don't have access to themselves. They cannot believe it together as a couple that will bring forth children until they come here. When they come to the altar, the ritual that William and Abraham used is what we consider most important to use. I don't care what other people use, whether they manufacture their own or not. What do we believe? If you say you believe the message, you believe it in totality. What are you talking about? When we, after we have read it, I wish I have time. I still remember that in the evening it's only 1 hour. Look, when you come here after your engagement, and they read the ritual to you, Brother Lagbaja, will you take Sister Lakashebe to be your lawfully wedded wife? And forsake all others in sickness, in health, in poverty, in riches, for better, for worse. Till death do you part. No, I'm not jumping on this. On both sides, you hear a big voice. Yes, I will. Good. That is the man answering. You repeat the same thing. You hear a tiny voice. Yes, I will. That is for the woman. Then the prophet said, I will require a token that this covenant that you have entered into will always be kept. That is the ring that is in your hand. This token, the two rings are put on the Bible. The man will take the woman's own, fix it on her hand. The woman will take the man's own from the Bible, fix it in his hand. It's a token that covenant will always be kept. That is the will of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Do you know, after all said that, don't like that, there is a statement the prophet made that we normally make alone, that what God has joined together. Hello. What God has joined together. Let no siblings, let no father, let no mother, let nobody, let no pastor put asunder. It's on your lap. Any spirit that inspires you to live contrary to the word of God, that spirit cannot be God. I don't care how much you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost. The prophet says it's one thing to think you have the Holy Ghost. He says it's another thing for you to really have the Holy Ghost. There are two different things. You say you have the Holy Ghost, and that Holy Ghost, so-called, is inspiring you to do things contrary to the word of God. I'm telling you, it cannot be the Holy Ghost. God cannot be divided against himself and remain God. No, sir. The Spirit of God is given unto us to do what? To obey every iota of the word of God. God bless you. Don't forget that this conflict is on. You cannot be too spiritual. Satan will come to you. He will come. He has a business. The business is to see that he makes you to live contrary to the word of God. He comes to cheat them. He inspired them to be disobedient to their parents. When the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. That what? Can you give us that scripture? Our time is not waiting. Is it Ephesians 6? Come on, brother. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Are you listening? With promise. What is that promise? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. That is, thus says the Lord. Children, are you hearing? You dey hear me? That is why I say you should not go to your class, make you sit down, because what we want to say concerns you too. You want it to be well with you, that you might live long on the earth. Obey your father and your mothers. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Not only that, we come to servants. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. With fear and trembling, the singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Are you following me? Don't provoke your children. You must live by what the message, the Bible says. Whether you be father, you have your own part. Whether you be mother, you have your own part. As children, you have your own part. You that employ people in your company, don't say it's Brother Lagbaja who is our boss. Therefore, I can do anything. You are not spiritual. Oh, sure. That, you see, when you have the Spirit of God in you, it will compel you. It will compel you to stay by every word of God. That is why people that beat their wives, I don't know where that inspiration comes from. Of course, we know where it comes from. It's from that Adamic nature. That Adamic nature is rebellious. It's stubborn. With it, you can go nowhere. I don't care whether they call you the supreme authority of the organization. The organization is the U.S., you know, it's all the nations of the world. Of course, we have material things. You can buy the latest car. You can even leave car and have private jet. If you are not converted, that the Spirit of God guiding and leading you to obey every word of God, when you die, you are lost. As simple as that. I don't care who you are. You are lost. Because when Jesus came here, the first, the number one doctrine that he preached, give me, what do you call it? John chapter 3. We were so close because our time is not there. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Read that, Mayweather. Do you know Jesus told his disciples several times that he was going to be crucified, buried, the third day he will resurrect? He told them several times. Do you know when he died? People didn't remember what he said. They were in the flesh. To see the kingdom of God is to understand that kingdom. That is the interpretation of William and Abraham to us. That is why many of us don't understand the message we are following. If you don't understand it, you can't apply it to your daily living. You can't. You will treat your wife anyhow. You treat your husband anyhow. Nothing will check you. But what does the Spirit of God come to do in you and me? It's to keep us in the pages of the Bible. It's to keep us in the pages of the message. Yes. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. Jesus answered, okay, come on. The next step. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He's asking funny questions. Did he know how he entered the first time? Can he remember how he entered the first time? He's talking about entering the second time. What are you talking about? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Like I be saying, look, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is smaller than what you think it is. That is the kingdom of God dwelling in you. That is the assurance that you are passed from death unto life. That is the assurance that you will be in the rapture. That is the assurance that you will come up in the first resurrection. That is the assurance that there is no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Why? Because God is dwelling in you. Are you following what I'm saying? That is what Brother Abraham said. He said, I don't care the denomination you belong to. He said, if you are born of the Spirit of God, you are my brother. God bless you, church. I said, God bless you. What are we saying? There is a conflict between Satan and God. God is the author of holiness, righteousness, and purity. And he wants his children to be like that. Remember Jesus, when he was here, he said, as long as I am on the earth, I am the light of the world. A time came, he pointed to you and me, that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of this world. Why? Because the Spirit that was dwelling in him without measure is now what is dwelling in us with a measure. Brother Abraham Diego, he breaks down. He said, if you take cup to take water from the mighty ocean, he said, the difference between the water in your cup and the mighty ocean is not equality. It's the same quality. Take it anywhere in the world. The difference is that it's in quantity. The one in the ocean is more than the one in the cup. But the quality is the same. Brothers and sisters, the first birth that brought you and me here between Papa and Mama is a rebellious birth. It's rebellious. Are you following me? It's rebellious. That is why the Bible concluded that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They can't do it because you can't live better than the nature that you have. When you are converted by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, you are living in a different dimension altogether. You may be on earth, you know, that kind of a thing. We are all on earth, but our life is being controlled from somewhere. Are you following me? Look! You will desire the best for your wife. You will desire the best for your husband. God forbid that armed robbers should come to the house. I say they want to kill somebody. You, this is your wife, this is yourself. What do you say? Can you say, leave my wife, kill me? Can you do it? Hello? May God help us. That fallen nature will always work for itself. Jesus said, if a man slap you, turn the other way. Let a man slap you. That is how you will know whether you have the Holy Ghost or not. Before you remember what Jesus said, we would have slapped that man several times. May God help us. You desire the best for your next person. You look at Abraham and what do you call it? Lot. It was Abraham that God called. It's Abraham that called Lot, when he came to a point that the servant were having issues, Abraham came to a point, he said, let us not quarrel, we are brethren. The line is before you. If you choose right, I choose left. Oh, hallelujah. He gave the fourth choice to Lot. That is Christianity. The spirit that is in you, what does it teach you? If you want to, some of them will not eat that food very well before they take the big meat. A bite out of it, I put that. Once they have started it, you know the other partner will not take it again. If you have the spirit of God, you go for the smaller one. I'm telling you, this thing might look immaterial. I know what I'm talking about. May God help us. Remember, you are not converted until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you will not obey Papa and Mama when it is between Papa and Mama and God. You will obey God first. Jesus said, any man that will not forsake Papa, Mama, wife, children, brother, sisters, and follow me, he's not worthy of me. When it comes to taking side with Jesus, we don't compromise. Compromise does not belong to the heart of the believer. No compromise there. God first. To tell you how serious it is, Jesus said, if your leg will offend you, he said, cut it off. You can come into the kingdom with one leg, that will have two legs and go to hell. If your right hand or any of the hand offend, he said, cut it off. He went as far as to save your eye. Your eye, say, pluck it out. He doesn't, don't interpret it. He tells you how serious it is to choose between God and man. May God help us. The only thing that can kill that nature from his rebellious is the new birth. After repentance, you must be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Ghost. I find out nowadays, the only thing we hear, somebody wants to be baptized. Once they baptize him, that's it. No request of Holy Ghost baptism. No, nothing. Look, Brother Brown said there are three stages of salvation. That is, the first stage, he called it repentance. He called it repentance and water baptism. Then sanctification. From sanctification, you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when that happens, that is God living in you. You love everybody. You can't hate. If you find hatred in your heart towards anybody, for whatsoever reason, you need God. I'm telling you. You say, oh, Monto Shesi me. Kilo Shesi. I want to go to Lano, O Tuto Simi, Leni, O Temi Mole, Lola, O Mami Loju. And so what? Eto Shefa won yo, you come. Do you know the Bible says that if you do not forgive those that offend you, God will not forgive you? Congregation, am I speaking Bible? God bless you. I say God bless you. Our time is almost up. I will come back in the evening. I'm going to Bakatari. Shalom to your soul. We will meet in the rapture. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Are you a gossiper? The Holy Ghost will take it out of your life. Gossiping is part of the fallen nature. Are you a liar? The Holy Ghost will take it over. Are you a fornicator? Are you an adulteress? Are you an adulterer? The Holy Ghost will take it off. Are you the type, say, this, I'm where Yayobani, I'm where Yagoni?
Your spirit is dirty. The God that we serve is the God of all nations. Is the God of all tribes. And if that God is living in you, you love everybody. God bless you. I say, God bless you. May I say this before you read your bed? Oh my, you just start to read that. May I say this? If you have a business and you employ women in your business, be careful. The devil will come to you through one of those women. Once you fall for her, you are in trouble. As long as she's in your employment, if you are not careful, the money will be spending for her will be more than the one you'll be spending to keep your family. May God keep all of us away from all evils. Shalom to your souls. I say shalom to your souls. Me and my associate, we were talking inside the room. I wonder why he didn't come out. But I know he's listening to the tape in the room. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Don't forget. Brother Abraham says, Satan is not pursuing you. It's because he has gotten you. But he cannot get us. He will continue to pursue us. And he will never get us. We are more than conquerors. Through him, they loved us. God bless you. If you are a man, you see lust after foul women. Nowadays, pata no words. Yeah, they big women with pata, they just come out. No shame. Anointed by the devil. Even if they come out the way they were born, a Holy Ghost free man will not look at them twice. Oh, glory to God. God bless you, church. So see you in the evening. You love the Lord. Shall we bow our heads? Before I hand over to the superintendent, the man have a lot of titles. He's superintendent, he's principal, he's father, he's grandfather, and so on and so forth. If you have any request in the course of few things that were passed, just lift up your hand to God as we commit ourselves. Lord Jesus, you ask your servant, the prophet, to store this message, for we will have need of it. Today, Lord, the storehouse is there. The message is there. In doctrine, in rebuke, in correction, in instruction, or to righteousness. Whichever word we hear at every particular point in time, whether we listen to it or whether we read it from book or somebody preach it, Heavenly Father, may He do the work of the rapture in our lives. May He further prepare us and make us ready for the rapture. May none of us miss the rapture in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be Thy holy name. We leave the rest of the services in Your hands. May You take us further in Your program. Be with us as we go to Bakatari. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.